from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Deshaun was a little sore, Coach Kevin Stefanski said. I just decided to hold back a little bit with him, but I'm not overly concerned.
Here's the full Stefanski answer.
Okay.
The Seattle plans just yet. Deshaun was a little sore. I decided to just hold back a little bit with him, but not overly concerned. I'd say general arm soreness, but again, he practiced. I held him back. He could have gone. He's feeling fine.
Did Deshaun, was he sore before practice or did it happen during?
Yeah, before. Yeah.
Is that the first time in this camp?
No, he's been, you're a quarterback. You're throwing a lot, so you get sore.
We have a tendency to err on the side of caution with Deshaun having general soreness and also left tackle issues heading into this game.
Yeah, we'll see. I think for us, we want to just get through today, get to tomorrow, see where we are, make decisions on the game when we think it's appropriate. Don't feel like we have to rush into anything.
Will he throw tomorrow?
We'll see.
All right, so does this kind of take us back to, what's today, Thursday? Does this take us back to Tuesday, Jeff, when Kevin kind of pumped the brakes on whether he was going to play or not? And does, Kevin kind of knew maybe what was going on here a little bit and didn't want to lie, he just said, I'm going to leave it up in the air, which is true of every day if you think about it. Again, it's true when you hit the podium. But do you think Kevin kind of knew on Tuesday that this could be coming and this is why he said what he said yesterday?
Yep. I thought on Tuesday Kevin just gave everybody the sign that Deshaun's not playing in Seattle. And yesterday he did the same thing. And that's okay. I mean, they can, you can make decisions. You can play the game of will he, won't he. And they're not playing a game. They're just like, should we not? Okay. If it becomes an issue after the Seattle game as you get ready to play Dallas, Andy, then you've got something. Right now it's just, are we keeping this guy out or are we not keeping this guy out? And it's that simple. And it's not a big deal. I mean, I'd like to see him play. I'd like to see him get some reps. If you don't, okay, that's the way that's going to go. But if this carries over into after Seattle as you get ready for Dallas, then you got something.
It becomes a big deal if he does play on Saturday and aggravates it worse, right? Or ends up getting injured because...
Doesn't even sound like there's anything to aggravate. If you listen to what Kevin said, Kevin just said, he's a quarterback. He's been throwing. He's kind of sore. No big deal. Will he throw tomorrow? Maybe.
If it's not a big deal, you let him play on Saturday night.
Maybe.
Why wouldn't you? You're saying you'd have to
ask Kevin. Don't look at me.
Well, I'm just
Kevin just said it's not a big deal.
If he doesn't play on Saturday, then it's a deal. It's definitely a deal.
No, it's not.
Why wouldn't you play? So you think that how many coaches in the NFL didn't play their starting quarterback once during the preseason?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because I think I don't know either off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure everyone will at least see a couple snaps. And like you said, if it's a throwing issue, why wouldn't you just throw him out there for a couple running plays? What's the difference? Just to get his feet wet so he can get real time.
If you have any issue, then you put him on the field and it's a chance to get hit and hurt. So you would hold him back. Again, I would like to see him play against Seattle. I think you could use it just from the key word that they always use here is a procedural standpoint. You know, just get these guys in and out of the huddle, get the play in, blah, blah, blah. Even though you're a veteran player.
Yeah.
You know, I get all that. I'd like to see him play. I think we need to see him play if he's able. And if you have any concerns, whether it's your concern about the left tackle, mm-hmm. if it's about he's a little sore from throwing, whatever it is, you know, if he's sore from throwing, then you should shut him down this week and you shouldn't have him warm up to play Seattle no matter what he was going to do. And you get him ready for Dallas. And if he's not ready for Dallas, then get ready for the Jameis Winston era. And it could last a game or three.
And then you
bring Deshaun back.
Jeff, he's played in so few games since he's
without question
come here to Cleveland.
Andy, it's been a disaster.
It's just disheartening that we're talking about it again. Now, again, I know it's a preseason game on Saturday night, and nobody cares. Nobody cares what the scoreboard says at the end. I know Kevin said, well, they still put points on the board, and we still want to have more points than they do at the end of it, no matter why you're looking at this thing. I still wonder how many, what's Kevin going to do with any of the starters? Remember, he said in the beginning of the week, all the starters should be prepared to play a little bit, at least in this game, coming up on Saturday. And now I'm wondering if that's even the case, you know, for other starters. Wouldn't you want to throw your whole defense out there at least for a little bit? All your starters on defense? I would. Let's get them some reps. Let's just get them get these guys, you know, warmed up, especially because if you go back and listen to what Kevin, and I think I brought this up on Monday, but Kevin and Jim Donovan had a good conversation. They were talking about that they had a Greenbrier about the rhythm and flow of camp and how, you know, it's go, 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 go. And then it's like, okay, we hit the top of the roller coaster. Now we're going to come down a little bit and then we're going to go right back up because we're going to get ready for that last preseason game. And then we got to ramp it back down a little bit before we have to really prepare and start thinking about Dallas, just talking about the long process there is and what Kevin's philosophy is on training camp in general. And as we can see that, you know, Kevin didn't feel the need to play a starting quarterback, but who knows? I mean, Jeff, he could have been a little sore before the first preseason game of the year, and that's why he decided not to put him out on the field. It may not just be he's a veteran thing, right? It could just be, let's back off on this. This guy's coming off, you know, surgery last year. He had some issues. There's no reason to kind of do this in the preseason. Let's just wait. I think as a fan, though, you're just a little concerned here because the quarterback that you went out and got and mortgage the future and put a lot of money behind just hasn't been on the field. And I don't think that that's mind-blowing to anybody, but I do think he needs some reps before they get out there. I think any player does. You're asking someone to just instantly turn it on for a game week one. I just think that's asking a lot, especially someone coming off of surgery.
Okay. I don't know that he needs to go play. I would like to see him play. I truly, Andy, I don't know that he needs to play. I would like to see him. I would think, you know, all that's the procedural stuff and getting everything. I would think it would be beneficial. Is he going to go stink against Dallas without playing against Seattle? No. I don't think it'll have a major impact one way or another. And in this situation, they should err on the side of caution all the way around. If they think there's any issue, just err on the side of caution. Hmm. Remember, he basically played in five games last year, right? Because though he started against the Colts, he didn't last long.
Six starts, five, basically five games.
Browns were 4-1 in the five games he played in. I think that's they were 4-1. It's pretty good.
Joe is in Central Pennsylvania. Hi, Joe. How are you,
Joe?
Hey guys, good show.
Thank
hey,
you.
I couldn't. I as a the Browns really they wear the fan base out before the season starts. I'm just totally wore out. It's like if you're trying going on a vacation and you're trying to get there, but there's road construction and detours the whole way along the way. By the time you get to where you're going, all you want to do is lay down and take a nap. You know, and basically that's how I feel right now with this Browns team. All I want to do is lay down, take a nap. Cut the drama, okay? If you get these players, you're playing these players millions of dollars, put them on the field. If they get hurt, they get hurt. I mean, it's time to see some football out of these guys. I mean, that's why you're paying them. And I don't think the Browns are being truthful with the fans either. I think there's more to the Watson injury than what they're telling us or what they're letting on. You know, they would be better off not having any press conferences at all, not telling the fans anything, just play the games. And then
I think they'd like that. I think they would love that. They would love to not have
any press
conferences.
Yeah, I mean, they should do that because because they don't tell us the truth anyway when they come up to these press conferences. All they try to do is duck and evade the questions. You know, don't have any press conferences at all. You got to play these guys. The only way these guys are going to get better is you have to play them. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm tired with this whole team right now. I'm just going to back off and support the Guardians, and let's go Guards. And if the Browns win, they win. If they don't, they don't. They just have me as a fan totally wore out right now. But good show. I'll keep listening, guys.
Thank you, Joe. An interesting take. Are you already tired of the Browns, and they haven't even played a game yet?
No, I'm not tired of them, but I'll agree with Joe on one thing.
I'll say this. Oh, go ahead. You go. Just,
Kevin, is he going to play or not? Just give your fan base an answer. If they don't know if he's going to play or not, Andy, shame on them. And if you're thinking competitive balance, it's a preseason game. So I understand completely what Joe's talking about.
Roman's in Canton. Hi, Roman.
Roman.
Hey, fellas, how we been?
Good.
Good. Just wanted to call about this Deshaun thing. What's been the most consistent thing since we've signed Deshaun and since we've got him on our team?
That he's been inconsistent?
Is he going to be on the field or not?
Exactly, guys. That's something we have to accept as a fan base. And that's why they, you know, put the thought into the backup quarterback, I think, so much, especially after last year, is that, you know, Jameis has starting experience. He was a blue chip guy coming out, you know, of college. So inevitably, when Deshaun isn't playing this season, which he's not going to play a certain amount of games, we just know it. So they need Jameis in the backups to be able to be ready and to be able to, you know, carry this team again. And I also think that's why we'll probably keep Dorian and get rid of Tyler Huntley's, because Dorian is our safety valve for when we eventually have to cut ties with Deshaun. You know, if Dorian stays in the system and becomes the guy that we hope he can be, you know, we could plug him in if Jameis doesn't pan out. So.
All right. Well, Roman, thank you. Jeff, I think that's a question. I mean, are you fully prepared? If it's more than what Kevin's saying, are you ready for Jameis Winston to be the starting quarterback? I think that's another thing you have to look at here. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Jason Trusnick, former Browns linebacker, is going to join us at 11, now the head coach at Strongsville, too. So I ran into him at practice, so we're going to talk to him about the Browns as well. So looking forward to that conversation coming up here in just a little bit. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Speaking of Daryl, he'll join us at noon. We'll talk to him about the Browns and what's going on. As a matter of fact, we'll continue to talk about that. We've got all kinds of Browns interviews today. Jason Trusnick, former Browns linebacker, is going to join us in less than 20 minutes. And Charles Robinson, super friend of the show from Yahoo Sports, he just did his preview on the Browns, didn't he? So we're going to talk to Charles coming up here in a little bit. Deshaun Watson, he's sore. I don't know what else to say, right? That's what Kevin said. Yeah, Kevin's exact words.
Yeah.
He's a little sore.
Yeah.
What does this make you think? Because, I mean, immediately yesterday, I think the first thought I thought was, this is Kevin just doesn't feel good about his offensive line, and if Deshaun's got any kind of ache or pain, I think that would be a good reason for him maybe not to play. I don't know if fans are – I don't think Kevin makes any decisions based on what the fans think. I do think he makes decisions based on his player's health, and whether that is Deshaun being sore or whether that is not feeling like he's got a full complement of offensive linemen that can protect him in a meaningless preseason game, then so be it. I thought it was interesting the call we got from our from the Browns fan in Central Pennsylvania just now, just saying
he's
already tired of this. I mean, what do you want Kevin to say here? What do you want Kevin to say about his quarterback? Because Kevin had to backtrack. Kevin said, you know, it looked like he was going to play. Remember, Deshaun was asked, I don't know, maybe we can go back to that. Remember, Deshaun was asked about whether he was going to play on Saturday coming up. And
sounded a little startled, didn't he?
Well, yeah, this was after Kevin had said he was going to play. And so then you're wondering, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then, like, when Daryl comes up at noon, Daryl was in that press conference. Daryl said, no, he knew exactly what he was saying. I think he just didn't want to step on the coach and wasn't sure what exactly the coach had to say. So I don't know. What do you want Kevin to say about his starting quarterback? Here's what Kevin needs to say. Ready? He'll be ready for Dallas. If he's not, then he's not going to play. I don't know what else he can say. And we all want to think there's some giant conspiracy theory going on. Well, he's trying to hide him because he's hurt and he's not going to be able to play. And that's why they went out and got Jameis Winston. And that's why they've got four good quarterbacks on this roster, because they thought Deshaun wasn't going to be ready to start the season. So, you know, anybody who's talking about trading DTR right now, you know, there's a reason why they went out and did what they did with this quarterback room, and they wanted to make sure that they brought Tyler Huntley in, because I don't know that there's some giant conspiracy going on here. If he's sore and he can't play, end of story. Let's just get him healthy for Dallas. That's the bottom line. Yep. For me, it is. At least that's what I think.
Yeah, and there's no reason to cloak it in secrecy, unless, of course, they don't really know, Andy. Maybe they don't know yet. But I would think a decision as big as, should we expose our starting quarterback, the man we traded three number ones among other picks for and gave the biggest guaranteed contract in NFL history, I would think you're not winging it on a Thursday. You know what I mean?
Especially with a five-hour flight coming up right this afternoon.
I mean, they either know or they don't, and I don't see the harm in saying yay or nay, but
Dan, you flashed that might. At me really quick. Did Mary Kay, was he throwing today? Is that what Mary Kay's tweet said? Limited? I thought I saw, you showed me Mary, was that from yesterday or from today?
Off the air, I was showing you the tweet.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That was under it that we found funny that we're not going to read on the air because I don't want to be involved in a meeting.
Yeah, no, that wasn't my point. My point was I thought that was a recent thing. So
I think that was Dan's point, though.
Oh.
I didn't pay attention to what was above it. I paid attention to the funny line that was below it.
Whatever. If he throws, he's ready to go. If he's not, I mean, I'm not trying to make this.
I'm not going into that meeting.
Okay. That's not, but I wasn't bringing up the bottom of it. I was bringing up the actual substance that was going on there. Henry's in Akron. Hi, Henry. How are you?
Yes. I didn't expect to hear anything about his shoulder. So guess what? Since he brought it up, I will cut him. That'd be the last straw with me. I mean, I'm done. He's gone. They got to eat the contract or whatever, or put him on the coaching staff to squeeze all the money you put in him out. Do that.
There's some financial ramifications that will not allow them to do that. Let's just be honest. They can't do it because it would screw up everything. I mean, they gave him so much cash up front. Henry, I understand what you're saying, and if everything was all equal and they didn't have salary caps and dead cap and this and that and – yeah, Henry, I could totally understand 1,000% what you're saying and what you're thinking. But, again, if it's just soreness right now and he's going to be okay for Dallas, it's a little bit of an overreaction, don't you think?
I got another question, right?
Sure.
Do you think that offensive line is going to hold up against Dallas defense? Because he take one hit on that shoulder, he's done. Everybody needs to know that he's done. They hit him the right way. From his blind side, he's out for the season again.
It was interesting.
You can make that comment about anybody, though. But I get it, though, Henry. I get it.
About him.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
So, Henry, are you a Deshaun fan or not? Because I'm getting the feeling you're not.
I don't know. I'm angry at the organization for putting that amount of money in a guy that got a messed up shoulder. I've been pissed off about this. We gave up all those draft picks to Houston, and look what we got. We might not even make the playoffs this year.
All right, Henry. All right. Thank you, Henry.
Then again, you made the playoffs last year with Joe Flacco.
Yes.
So
I don't. And the fact that they were able to do it with Flacco makes me think that they'd be able to do it with Jameis Winston.
You know my thoughts on Jameis. I think you're
ready for him to play 17 games this year.
I'd be fine with that. I think Deshaun, in the work that they've done previously in their careers, Deshaun has shown that he's a better quarterback. Jameis has shown that he's a more than capable quarterback. So if Deshaun couldn't go, I think you're in solid shape with Jameis. I'm not going to say great shape. You know, he's done some things that have been really good in his NFL career, and he's done some things that haven't been. But I think you're in better shape than you would be last year when you were going to go with DTR and you ended up playing, you know, four other guys until you found Joe Flacco.
Hank is in Warrensville Heights, where they christened a brand new football stadium last year. It goes into year two.
From
this
Henry
year.
To Hank.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Well, it's Henry also. I'm great.
What you got for us?
Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Henry was right. They wasted too much money, and I don't think he's going to hold up on his end of the bargain. You got shoulder soreness, and you haven't even played yet. You're just practicing. So where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't think.
But you are coming back from shoulder surgery, Hank. So, right. I mean, that's part of it. You would assume that it's going to take a while to get him back up to where he was before. If he ever does, you know? Does a surgically repaired shoulder ever go back to what it was? Maybe. Maybe no, not.
It's too much money. I think they lost out on this one. Guys, I really do. I don't see the confidence in his face when he's talking in the interviews. I really don't. I think he's sitting back like, yeah, I'm going to play one game. And like he said, get hit and he's going to go down. And we got Jameis Winston. They say that, like you said, we did it with Flacco. So, hey, probably can do it with Winston. That's what they're hoping.
We'll see.
That's
won't
why
we?
They went and got him.
We'll see, Hank.
All right, Hank. Thank
hopefully
you.
We won't see, Andy.
All right.
Hopefully we won't. Thanks, Hank.
Let's go to Tom, who's in Mentor. Big high school game tomorrow night. They originally were going to have airplanes fly over the stadium for the big anniversary in Mentor, but I'm hearing big things in Mentor for that home opener, huh?
Absolutely. As well you should, my friend, without a doubt. Hey,
yes.
I just have a real quick question. What do you think the trade package is going to go and look like to get Flacco back? I don't care if we got to go. No, wait. I know it's laughable. Let's think about this, okay? Cooper says he goes and joins the team. The offense becomes electric. He has his best season yet with the Browns when Flacco comes in. So does Njoku. We look at what happens in the running game. We look at how many points we went in, scored. And I know somebody's going to say, well, look at how many interceptions he threw. I got that. But what was his record down the stretch, number one? Got us into the playoffs. We didn't have our number one running back. Probably won't have our guy, our number one running back, for probably two or three games, which is just fine. But remember, another year wasted. Myles Garrett is going to be 50 before the Browns actually have another shot. So I'm saying put it all on the block, whatever you got to do. I agree with your first caller and said, hey, literally eat the contract, make him a coach, make him the highest paid water boy in all of the NFL. If he's done, he's done. Whatever we got to do to put together Flacco, because I'll tell you something, if famous Jameis was really that good, he'd be a starter, guys, and we talk about that all the time.
Same with Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco was retired. He came back over here and led us to the playoffs.
He wasn't retired. Nobody would hire him.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff has that more right, I think. He wasn't retired, or he was waiting to make sure he got a deal that he liked, too. That was another point.
He was waiting to get a job. He did a great job here. Let's not claim that he was the reincarnation of Brett Favre at his prime. He did a great job here. And nobody wanted to hire him to be a starting quarterback this year. I hope he does great in Indianapolis behind Richardson.
You're right. And for a backup over there in Indianapolis, we could probably get him for literally, I don't know, maybe two or three first-round draft picks in 30, 31, 32.
Tom, they obviously are higher.
Trading first-round draft picks.
That was funny. They're obviously higher on Jameis Winston because they could have re-signed Joe, and they didn't.
The window of opportunity is so small, and it's getting smaller every single day. Remember, a famous person once said, if is part of your plan, you're already screwed. I hope Deshaun is better by Dallas. I hope he is. Thanks, guys. Love the show as always.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Baskin and Phelps present Overreaction Theater.
8:22, 2024 at 10:50 a.m. Caller demands trade for Joe Flacco. We've done it.
Can I even things out?
Sure.
Jeff in Cleveland. Flacco is not a starter. Browns fans are so sad. Hell, Winston is better than Flacco. Plus, look at how Joe played against Houston.
Look how he played in the other games, though. I'm not going to sit here and degrade Joe.
He was terrific.
How many playoff games have we seen since 99? Three?
Oh, he was terrific.
Three? And he's a big reason that we had the third one.
Do you trust the roster? Do you trust the organization? They chose Jameis over Joe Flacco to be Deshaun's backup. There you go.
Let's talk to somebody who understands it. A guy who's spent some time in the huddle before. Soon to be a super friend of the show. He's Jason Trusnick. He'll join us next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.